last name is Sanchez. First name, last name is Sanchez. S-A-N-C-H-E-Z. First name is Linda. L-I-N-D-A. Date of birth is December 12, 2022. Date of birth is January 19, 1961. Next paragraph, chief complaint is memory loss. The next paragraph is representing the administration is a 61-year-old female. Comment, chief complaint, memory loss. Her first patient tells me that her memory loss started after COVID. First step, she caught COVID in January 2022. First step, after the COVID comma, she has a brain fog. First step, her memory significantly affected. First step, she would go to a room and she doesn't know why she went there. First step, she forgot where she put things. First step, she would misplace things. First step, she has short-term memory loss. First step, she loses tracks of conversation. First step, she feels like she's in a dream. First step, significant brain fog. First step, no hallucination, no delusion. First step, next step, paragraph of past medical history. Chronic kidney disease, next one, past surgical history, non-external current medication, patient did not listen to current medication, next one, allergies, no known drug allergies, next one, social history, patient is married with four children, first off, patient is in IT project management and sales, if first off, patient does not smoke, or first off, patient drinks alcohol on a social basis, patient does not use illicit drugs, next one, family history, grandmother had stroke and heart attack and dementia, first off, mother of Lewy body dementia and bipolar and kidney cancer, first off, next one, review system, our patient has numbness and tingling, first off, next to paragraph, next to paragraph, a neurological examination, mental state examination, patient's awake and alert. First of a patient knows that today is December 12, 2022. First of a patient knows the next holiday coming up is Christmas. So first of the previous holiday is Thanksgiving. First of a patient knows the President of the United States is Biden. First of a serial sevens is a 4 out of 5. First of a 5 minute short term recall is 2 out of 3. First of a patient is able to produce 14 words starting with the letter M. First of a patient has intact judgment. So first off, patient has intact intact insight. First off, she's got intact judgment. First off, next bit of impression. Impression, short-term memory loss, comma, since January 2022, since she has COVID, her symptoms started all after the COVID, she has subjective short-term memory loss, her mother also have her mother have Lewy body dementia, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis, next up, start recommend a patient on memantine 10 milligrams, one pill per day, first up, next up, patient is checking her kidney functions every few months, first up, I will also call a lab to make sure, to see her metabolic tests, first up, next up, explain the patient common side effects from the medication for memantine, including sleepiness, drowsiness, and sedation, next up, we'll also schedule a patient for an EEG study, first up, next patient, last name is Sanchez, S-A-N-C-H-E-Z, comma. First name is L-I-N-D-A. Date of visit is April 13, 2023. Date of birth is January 19, 1961. Next, chief complaint, memory loss. Next, birth history, present administration continues to have a short-term memory loss, brain fog. First up, however, her symptoms are not worsening. First up, it is stable. First up, she still has short-term memory loss. First up, it denies any hemiparesis, any body sensory changes. So first up, next, forever. Diagnostic test and the EEG study was performed today. First up, it is normal study. First up, there is no significant background slowing. First up, misrep impression, short-term memory loss as this COVID infection. Suspicious for myocognitive impairments. Next part, recommendation, explain the patient of the above diagnosis. Next number, I will increase the memantine from 10 milligrams a day to 10 milligrams twice a day. Next number, recommendation, follow me in June 13, 2023. First step, this marks the end of dictation. I'm sorry, recommendation, follow me in 2 weeks. Recommendation, follow me in 2 months. First step, next number, this marks the end of dictation. Next patient, last name is C-H-I-N, again, C-H-I-N, first name is S-E-N. Date of visit is December 5, 2020. I'm sorry, date of visit. Date of visit is date of visit is January 22, 2024. Date of birth is November 1, 1932. Next to paragraph, chief complaint of Alzheimer's disease of Stennis Roof history present known as mission is a 91-year-old female comma with a history of Alzheimer's disease. So for some majority of the history is provided by the family and the daughter for stuff. A patient has become very agitated since her husband went to a nursing home for stuff. A patient's long history of dementia for stuff. However, patient has been getting significantly more agitated since her husband went to the nursing home for stuff. She's screaming for stuff. She's very agitated and then unable to settle down for stuff. Next paragraph, impression, Alzheimer's disease, comma, advanced. First step, impression number two, agitation. That due, first step, patient has been become very agitated since her husband went to a nursing home. First step, patient has been taking Seroquel. First step, it was previously working well for the agitation symptoms. So first step, since her husband went to the nursing home, comma, I would increase the dosage. Of first step, next number, recommendation to Seroquel one, increase the Seroquel. Dosage of gamma from 1 POTID to increase the Seroquel dosage from 50 milligrams TID to 50 milligrams QID. Next number, Aricept 10 milligrams 1 POQD. Next number, patient is already off of memantine because of the stomach upset. First time, next number, if she continues to have agitation symptoms, gamma will start patient on Ativan. First up, we'll also try to Rexulti for starting December. And then, sort of, I hope her agitation symptoms will improve in time. I hope her agitation would improve with increased Seroquel or Ativan. First up, next step, paragraph, this marks as an agitation. Next patient. Next patient last name is MCCULLAH. First name is David. Date of visit is February 7, 2024. Date of birth is November 11, 1947. Next paragraph, Salinas Valley State Prison. Next paragraph, chief complaint, Parkinson's disease. Next paragraph, history present known as patient's history of Parkinson's disease. First up, last saw him was in November 16, 2023. First up, patients still have significant Parkinson's disease symptoms. First up, he still has significant tremor in the right hand. He's got resting tremors. First up, the gait is unsteady. First up, patient had falls. Next paragraph, neurological examination, mental state examination. A patient is awake and alert. First up, a patient is oriented to the date and year. First up, patient knows the city and state. First up, next number. Cranial nerve examination, patient has masked face. First up, patient has decreasing eye blinking frequency. First up, a patient has monotonous voice. First up, Patient more examination. Patient has diffuse bradykinesia. First up, the patient is very unsteady. First up, patient gait. Patient is unsteady. Patient is shuffling gait. First up, patient is walks very slowly. Motor examination. Patient has resting tremors in both hands. Count with the right worse than the left. First up, this impression. Parkinson's disease. First up, patient still has significant Parkinson's disease symptoms. So first up, I recommend patient add more Parkinson's disease medication. So first up, impression number two, Parkinson's disease-related dementia. First up, next paragraph, Parkinson's disease-related dementia. Next paragraph, recommendation, explain to patient the above diagnosis. Next paragraph, recommendation to add amantadine 100 milligrams, one pill in the morning for Parkinson's disease. Impression number two, next number, continue the carbidopa levodopa continue the carbidopa levodopa 25/250 milligram pills, comma two pills three times a day. Next number, continue entacapone, entacapone, 200 milligrams and three times a day. Next number, also explain to the patient that he should be tapered down the Seroquel. First up, the Seroquel will make Parkinson's disease worse. So first up, recommend the patient to find another medications for insomnia. First up, explain to the patient that Seroquel may exacerbate the Parkinson's disease symptoms. So first up, next number, continue rivastigmine patch at 4.6 milligrams per day for dementia. Next number, recommendation followed me in 3 months. So first up, this marks at the end of dictation. Um.